His Majesty King Mswati III only had one responsibility. That was just to report to other head of states within SADC about events that are taking place in the country. He did not only report on the elections that are happening, he also informed the head of state about the pending national dialogue which will take place after the elections. He also informed the head of states about the national celebrations the Kingdom of Eswatini will be embarking on September 6th, which will be the 55 years of our national independence and 55 years of His Majesty's birthday.
Well, you mentioned the pending national dialogue. SADC has been interested in brokering such a dialogue, but yet we understand that the king told SADC that he cannot dialogue with terrorists.
The king has spoken what he has spoken before those leaders of SADC, and of course SADC was not initiating or leading the process of dialogue in the country. Dialogue remains within the domain of Emaswati, following their constitution, and the dialogue shall be done according to the provisions of the constitution. His Majesty only had the courtesy to report about the dialogue to the SADC head of state, and of course, I cannot delve into the details of isolated statements, which may be posing the danger of misinterpreting them if you dislocate them from the context of the entire speech of His Majesty.
So is the king still open for dialogue? Because there's an implication that by not making his government available for this dialogue, he is perhaps instigating or bringing about more violence.
The king has always been interested in dialogue, and the dialogue does not belong to the king per se, but it belongs to the nation. So therefore, the dialogue is going to take place as announced immediately after the national general elections, which we are looking forward to around October to be concluded.
So let's talk briefly about the elections. The concern is the representation. So what did the king tell the SADC leaders about this coming elections?
The king cannot determine the outcome of the elections or the composition or the representation which Amaswati in their various constituencies will produce out of the elections. He only informed the SADC head of states that the elections are taking place as scheduled and as per our provision of the national constitution. As to how the parliament is going to take shape is not in the hands of the king, but it is in the hands of the electorate.
Thank you so much again. A pleasure always to speak with you.
Thank you very much, my brother, for having me.